Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All righty, and we're joined by my old buddy, my old partner from the Sports Connection and the current editor of Baseball Digest, Mr. Richard Cerrone. Ricky, how you doing this morning?
Good morning. As John Sterling would say, my compañeros.
Okay. Yes. I had a big kerfuffle a couple of months ago about, I said he called Susan Waldman a compañero instead of a compañera. And everybody, oh, right. No, you heard it wrong. And it's like, okay.
Well, here's some news for you and your listeners. John Sterling has been voted by the New York chapter of the BBWAA as the 2020 recipient of the Casey Stengel You Could Look It Up Award for his long streak of broadcasting Yankee games. So congratulations to John, and we'll see you at the dinner on January 25th.
Yeah, and John is, what, 80 years old, and he missed a few games this year, but that was the first time in like 20 years he's missed a game. So that is just incredible.
And, it is.
You know, you certainly have to take your hat off to John and all the work he has done over the years. Well, so what do you make of this Astros thing and Carlos Beltran's possible involvement and Cora's possible involvement? What are you hearing?
Okay, well, let's look at this logically. First of all, on first blush, it's a really bad thing, obviously. But you're telling me that the Houston Astros, somebody came up with a system that says, look, we've rigged up this camera discreetly in center field that's going to focus on the catcher. And we're going to have so-and-so in the runway or wherever banging on a garbage can. You know, and we're going to tip off what pitch is coming or whatever it is they did. Okay, now here's the problem with that. Do they not think that somebody on that 25-man roster is going to move to another team, you know, in quick order as Mike Fiers did? They're not going to tell their team or maybe go public? I mean, so Carlos Beltran has been put into the middle of this back in 2017, right? Well, for the last two seasons, Carlos Beltran has been an employee of the New York Yankees. So their senior advisor or whatever Carlos' title might have been with the Yankees is not going to tip off the Yankees going into 2019, the season or the postseason. It doesn't seem to make sense.
Well, let me be devil's advocate here a little bit, okay?
Richard, that's what I've been trying to get you to do for 30 years. Be devil's advocate. Good cop, bad cop. That's what we made our money on.
That's right. That's right. Well, first of all, even though Beltran's working for the Yankees, if he lets on that the Astros were doing that, it's self-incriminating. Mm-hmm. So he may not do that. He may, just say,
the many other players that moved on?
Okay.
So
it
seems a little far-fetched, but let's go back to the basic charge here.
Well,
let me
give you another thing, and then you can do that.
Okay.
What about this little Omerta thing? Some people have opined that Fiers, now that he squealed on his team, if he leaves Oakland, nobody's going to want him because they won't trust him. That what happens in the clubhouse, the locker room, whatever, stays there. That you don't squeal on your other team. How do you?
Well, that may be true, but you can't go in thinking that you're going to be safe with Omerta. I just don't think it makes sense. However, baseball's conducting an investigation. They'll talk to all the parties involved or whatever, and they'll talk to people that we're not even aware of. And they'll make a ruling. And if it comes out that this was done, which is really deplorable, they're going to come down hard. It's going to be a huge fine. There may be suspensions involved from the GM to the manager. I don't believe players will be suspended. And there's going to be perhaps the loss of draft choices. But let me go back and give you another thing, right? So the hitter is up there and he's hearing this whack on a garbage can. Right when a certain pitch may be coming, let's say an off-speed pitch.
Mm-hmm.
There's not other people that are going to hear this. The catcher's not going to hear. What's going on here? You know, I keep hearing it every time he throws an off-speed pitch. I'm hearing a banging on something that sounds like a garbage. So let's let this play out. If it is indeed, it's ridiculous. Everything from the center field cameras to the Apple watches. I'm a big believer that there should be no technology in the dugouts whatsoever. I don't believe, and I also don't believe, and I wrote about this earlier this year in my first pitch in Baseball Digest, managers should have the opportunity to hold up the game every time they question a call while somebody gets on the phone to somebody looking at video in perhaps super slow motion, which is a benefit the umpires don't have. I mean, the game, you know, two outs, nobody on, throw to first, bang, bang, play. Right or wrong, umpires never argued. They didn't waste their time. Three outs, inning over, you move on. Well, now we're stopping even these plays. So I really think that baseball needs to reduce the amount of technology used in the game. You know, I don't want to see baseball turned into a video game. I really don't.
Well, I'll be good cop there and agree with you, because I do think that, I mean, the thing that bothers me too, a guy slides into a base really hard,
right,
and his foot lifts
right,
like a quarter of an inch off right, the bag,
right,
and the tag is still on him, and they call him out.
Right, they call him out because the umpire sat there while New York looked at this thing 6, 7, 8 times, taking 2, 3 minutes at some time, just to see if the guy... That's not what replay was intended to do. You want to get rid of the egregious calls, the call that cost the perfect game, a call that could cost you a ball game. That guy was out. You know what I'm saying? The throw beat him, the tag beat him. Now, look, if the guy egregiously comes off the bag, you're out, but the umpire is going to call that. To sit and look at this thing like it's the Zapruder film is not what the intention of replay was.
I would certainly agree with you there. It slows the game
down.
See
what I did there?
Else.
I changed the subject on you.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you're skeptical that this happened with Houston, that they could even pull this off.
No, it just seems to me so outrageous that somebody could run this idea up the flagpole of a guy banging on we'll find out it was a Gatorade container or something.
Yeah. Well,
but it just sounds so
all the
outrageous.
Noise that's in a stadium, especially in a big, big situation where a guy is up and there's a 3-2 pitch coming and, you know,
right,
the people are banging things in the stands
right,
and, you know, the hitter is tuned to the timbre or whatever,
right,
the garbage can or the Gatorade thing or whatever.
Well, let me tell you
everybody
something
else,
Richard.
Isn't.
Let me tell you something else, okay? If the Houston Astros were doing this and won a World Series with it in 2017, winning all four games at Minute Maid Park against the Yankees, right? Did they stop doing it? Because if I'm correct, they lost every game at home in the World Series.
Yeah.
So either they stopped doing it, and that's why they were winning, or it doesn't work.
Or it didn't work enough for them to do that. Could you ever see a situation, and we've seen this with the NCAA, where they've actually vacated championships and cost teams games after the fact because they found out they cheated? Could
right,
you ever see baseball do something like that?
Well, I don't. But that doesn't mean, no. I would be mortified and stunned if that happened. Because then you got to go back and, okay, well, what about the who becomes the American League champion? You know, the Dodgers become the world champion. The Yankees become the American League champion. Let's go back. I do not see that happening. I see a very significant penalty if it's indeed found to have happened. And I think they'll find out if it did or didn't. But it just seems, based on the craziness of this thing, that – you know, I can't imagine floating this to the team and knowing that somebody on that team in a week might not be on this team anymore.
Okay. We'll agree to disagree on that one. But,
all right.
Okay.
Mike Kakianis would be very happy.
He resurfaced recently. I'll talk to you about off
okay,
the air about
all
that
right,
one. But anyway, now I've lost my train of thought. You brought back something here. But the new rules coming up, that
right,
you got to pitch to three batters
mm-hmm,
unless it's the inning coming over, that you expand the rosters to 26.
Right.
Make a significant change in the game, you think, or just along the edges?
Well, it's interesting. I'm awaiting the arrival of the text of an article that we're going to be running in our January-February issue by the noted and Hall of Fame baseball writer Tracy Ringlesby on these new rules changes and what they'll mean. There's two really big ones here. The 26-man roster throughout the season is really not going to change the game per se, but the three batter minimum for starting and relief pitchers, except for an end of an inning, an injury, whatever, that's going to significantly alter the game because you're locked into your pitcher, but the offense is not locked into the batter. So I think that becomes somewhat problematic. It also may cost people jobs like Oliver Perez, the day of the specialist pitching to the one batter. But the big one, and the one I'm so happy about, and the one I'm wondering, what took you so long?
The 40-man roster.
Yeah. That was such an egregious, bad rule that you can expand in the most important time of the year. You can go from 25 to 40 or whatever number in between you want. So in a pennant race, you've got one team playing with, let's say, 28, 29 guys, and you've got another team playing with 38, 39 players, like the Red Sox, who had 20 pitchers in their bullpen.
Yeah. Rick, we only have we're actually on borrowed time now, but there's a question I've got to ask you and get your thought on. Mm-hmm. This was, I think, the third lowest rated World Series ever. And I think one of the big problems, and it's been pointed out, is the game starts so late. Mm-hmm. I don't see the end of games, or I mm-hmm. miss the middle of games and wake up and see the end of games. Is there any way baseball would say, look, all right, I know you want prime time and all of that, but start at 7, start at 6 on a weekend so that people can actually see a championship being crowned as opposed to midnight or 1 o'clock in the morning?
I don't see any real reason. And we've heard reasons for eternity of why you can't do something, and then we do it. You know, we can't have the team with the best record have home field advantage because we need to know where the games are being played for. Okay, that went by the boards. I can't believe there's not a way to start your pregame show at 7 and start your games at 7:30. But the other problem is that the TV viewing has been fragmented. There's so many networks involved now. It's not just Fox. It's Fox Sports One, and so
CBS,
you know, we live in a different world now. I do think the lateness of and the length and lateness of the finishes of the games are. I mean, I'm in the business and I can't stay up till and if game goes extra innings, you're done.
Yeah.
I think it's a significant problem.
To be continued. Thank you, Mr. Cerrone.
All right,
Baseball
sir.
Digest, a great, great read, and I look forward to every edition coming out when it does.
You got it. Thank you, Richard.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.